What are you waiting for? This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. Are you waiting for a promotion, a new job, a spouse, baby, a prayer to be answered? We all are called to wait at some point in life. If you're like most of us, waiting is torture. We hate it. In our fast-paced society, we want everything now. But consider this. Waiting might be a gift from God. The disciples were to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them, to indwell them, before going forth and telling others about Jesus. And that is exactly what the disciples did. They waited. Let's examine how they waited, which will give us great insight into how we too should wait. In the first chapter of Acts, we learn the disciples returned to Jerusalem, entered the upper room, and in unity with their brothers and sisters in Christ, they devoted themselves to prayer. They were constantly in prayer, united in prayer, in one accord. When you have to wait, in prayer, allow the Lord to develop your character, bringing you into full submission to His will, ways, and purposes. The Word of God tells us there is a season, a God-appointed time for every event in this world. Therefore, when we wait with trust, seeking to know the One who is sovereign over time and circumstances. We must not get ahead of Him in waiting for that promotion, a new job, a spouse, a baby.